Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message I've been sharing this week. And the way it has gone, we'll be carrying this forward into next week, so I hope you'll be able to be with us as we share the various aspects of spiritual warfare. We began by looking at a scripture found in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 13, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." And we've been talking about patience and long-suffering, but that is what that verse, having done all, implies. And so we have been looking at the various attributes or aspects, if you will, of patience or long-suffering. Now, in Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 22, the Authorized Version lists the 9 fruit of the Spirit, one of which is long-suffering. The NIV and a lot of modern translations translate that word, the Greek word long-suffering, as patience. And so I've used them interchangeably. They're very similar in meaning. Long-suffering means long and patient endurance of offenses, and also, or that could be just circumstances as an individual, but for the Lord, it is one of His chief attributes. It's long and patient endurance of offense. And so I've been sharing 7 aspects of this concept of long-suffering and patience, how important it is for successful spiritual warfare. And first of all, we've covered just a few of them. That's why we're going to have to continue on next week, is it's a command to the believer after we've done everything we've known to do, as it says in Ephesians. And I, you know, in previous broadcasts this week, I have shared much scripture to underline every particular statement, but a short one would be James 5 and 8, "Be also patient, establish your heart, make them steadfast and strong. Why? For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." We also saw that it's an important byproduct of trials, whether they're spiritual, physical, financial, just going through hardship of any kind, or through persecution, the chastening of the Lord, various temptations, suffering wrongfully. We shared much scripture that it is in fact produced by the trials that we go through. And we know the purpose of trials is to work patience in us. It's the trying of our faith to see if we'll walk in love and obedience to Him. And today, let's address the third area of or aspect of why it's important for us as part of our spiritual armor, if you will. It's a means whereby we inherit the promises of God. That is why patience or long-suffering is so important. The dealings of the Lord with His people have always been on a contractual or covenant basis, or nature, if you will, because He's a covenant-keeping God. But let me share some passages of Scripture with you that underline this concept that we will, in fact, if we are patient or long-suffering, we will receive those good things that God has promised to us in His Word. Let me just share of some of them. "Weeping may endure for a season, but joy cometh in the morning. Ye shall reap in due season if, again, always the condition, if ye faint not." Patience is engendered by endurance of trials. And it doesn't just have endurance or just grinning and bearing, going through it, but it waits in hope and expectation for the invisible realities of faith. Beloved, that's so important. I'm going to say it again. Patience is engendered by the endurance of trials and waits in hope and in expectation for the invisible realities of faith to become manifest. It's an important aspect of faith, beloved. Let me share a bunch of scriptures to underline that. Romans 8:25, but if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it, right? Romans 15:4 says, for whatever things are written aforetime were written for our learning or instruction, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Paul exhorts in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, verse 12, not to be slothful, but followers of them who, those examples that are recorded in the Word of God, Old Testament, New Testament, followers of them who through faith and patience, not just faith, faith and patience, inherit the promises. Hebrews 10:36, right today, this is the word, ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promises. That really fits in well with Ephesians 6:13, doesn't it? Having done all, put on the armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Praise God. And Hebrews 6:15, this is a scriptural example of Abraham. After he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise, which of course was a son from his own body in his old age when it was physically, naturally impossible to do it for he and his wife. So the enemy so often comes against us, doesn't he? With doubts, with a lack of faith. Is earnest prayer important? Of course. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. But it's not just the fervency. It's not just the earnestness of it. It's just not the sincerity. But it's hanging on. That's very important. We will reap if we faint not, right? And this is especially true involving personal petitions that surround our own life and circumstances. Patience is what is required. God has heard your prayer. Remember Daniel, that upright man, beloved of the Lord? The angel came and said, Gabriel said, God heard your prayer when you first prayed, but it took me 3 weeks to get here with the answer. Why? Because he was enduring spiritual warfare. Michael had to come and help him. Beloved, we again wrestle not against flesh and blood, right? Going back to that passage in Ephesians that I shared with you, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Beloved, we are in warfare. Oh, there was a chorus we sang back in the 70s. When the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Amen. That time is not now, beloved. As long as there's breath in our bodies, it's continual warfare. Oh, he doesn't overwhelm us. God sometimes gives us respite. He knows he doesn't allow us to be tested above what we're able. Isn't that a precious promise? So I know many times, some of you are listening, I've been tried to like the last farthing, to the last millimeter, to the last, what is the tiniest measurement on a ruler? You feel like you're just close to breaking. Listen, there's times in my life, many times I felt like that. That's why I try to be of good cheer. And with the Lord's help, I am, but I never make light of the trials you may be going through, because I can remember those hours, those days, those months, even those years that were hard times, difficult times. But God, obviously, he carried me through, and he is the faithful one, praise God. What, there's a scripture, where is it? To them that suffer according to the will of God, let them do so, what is it, with patience, they suffer according to the will of God, and commit the keeping of their souls to God as unto a faithful creator. I can't give you the reference, but the words just came to my heart. We all suffer, beloved, and let us do according to the will of God, not wrongfully as an evildoer, but knowing that God, whatever we're going through, he is faithful. Praise God. Okay, where was I? Oh, Abraham. So yes, it's important we hang in there, but patience is what is required. And you know, I've had people I've known that come to me, you know, well, when Jesus prayed, he had the faith of God, and it happened. Anything happened, it happened miraculously. It happened instantaneously. Well, you know what? If you really know the word, you know that's not true. Sometimes the miracles were instantaneous. Remember, Jesus spoke to the man with the withered arm, stretch forth thy arm, and immediately it was made whole. But there are numerous instances where it didn't happen immediately. And for example, remember the man who was told to wash at the pool of Siloam? He was blind from birth. Jesus spit into his hands. He was a little bit of muddy. He put that mud on his eye, and he said, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. So he went on his way. He was still blind. But when he got there, he washed and he came seeing. He was grilled by the Pharisees. Who did that? How did that happen? He even called the parents in. Well, that's our son. We know he was blind from birth, but you'll have to ask him how this all happened. That is just a beautiful passage of scripture. I just love that. I want to meet him in heaven. He just put those Pharisees in their place. They reviled him for it, but he experienced the supernatural power of God. And so, beloved, there were times, remember the lepers? He said, go show yourselves to the priests. And to show, you know, and offer the sacrifice of cleansing for the leper. And they were healed, but it wasn't immediately. And so we overcome by, you know, the patience of the saints. Herein is the patience of the saints. In the war that of the Antichrist, it says they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And remember, the fig tree didn't wither immediately. It just didn't curl up before the disciples' eyes, but the next morning it had. You know, so beloved, as I end this broadcast, just know, just like be not as an impatient child jumping up and down for the bicycle that you asked for. Know that whatever it is, God has heard you and it's on the way. And guess what? The timing is his prerogative. He's a good God. Amen. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. Please join me next week. I'm excited to share. I've got some really exciting and wonderful things to share with you, not because I'm brilliant by any means, but the Holy Spirit does give wonderful revelation to the Word of God, and I pray that Spirit of revelation operates as we share the Word of God. That's my heart's desire in your life. I love you, pray for you all the time, every day. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs, and until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.